This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
You know, the biggest issue we face these days is where to safely invest. I think we all agree the stock market is a gamble. Bonds overpriced right now. Biggest concern is just not losing your money. So we want to invite you to attend our big event coming up in September in Oregon Wine Country, defending your assets. If you're 55 or older, looking for a safe place to stash your cash, call 503-502-7400 right now to reserve your seats. We have two events, September 15th and the 29th. We'll have more information on this coming up in our next hour. Back with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group here as we move toward the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather about 8 minutes away. And, Pat, we want to wrap up this segment talking about business. You know, you and I both talk to so many business owners. You've got a lot better Rolodex than I do. I talk to a lot of local business owners. National stage, we've got big business hoarding cash. Local level, it seems the small business owners, they've gotten through the last couple years, but there's a lot of uncertainty out there. What do you think it's going to take for business in general to kind of ramp up the hiring?
Well, you know, hiring is a function of investing capital expenditures and investing to grow your business. You typically invest when you feel like you have visibility over a period of time to a return on that investment that's attractive. So, I don't mean to be overly simple, but people do not have visibility right now into the future so that they can do an adequate risk reward on any investment. It's hard. It's hard to say, okay, if I plunk down this amount of money, here's my expected return over 3 years. And you have to have that. I mean, hiring is a byproduct of investment. Hiring doesn't occur in and of itself. It occurs because you are growing your business and you need the people. Now, you know, I want to back up a minute because one of the things that happens, and is pretty natural, we live in this country. We look at what happens in Washington, D.C. We look at happens in Wall Street. We look for answers. We wonder what's going on. But what's happening to us that we're still not quite adjusted to is that we are in a global economy, and our financial system, to a large degree, our major corporations are very dependent on what's going on around the world, much of which we have very little, if any, control over or influence on. And I'm speaking specifically right now about the European debt crisis, the Arab Spring. All the issues that impact us and create or muddle the crystal ball. It's very, very hard right now to say, okay, I think my business will grow or I can grow my business over the next 2 years because this, and this are going to happen. You don't have that sort of certitude, so people are sitting on their money. I hope, and hope's not a strategy, but I do hope that the level of uncertainty will abate somewhat. I think we are getting close to some sort of meaningful capitulation in Europe where we say, okay, look, guys, this isn't going to work. We're going to have to write some of this off. We're going to have to refinance some of this. We're going to have to take some real measures to fix it. No more trying to paper it over. I think we're getting close to that level. Obviously, with the Arab situation, what's going on in Arab countries is both encouraging, but it also is creating uncertainty about oil prices and the geopolitical climate. Will that change? Yeah, but not as quickly, but I don't think that has as much direct effect on our economy as long as oil stays at $90 or less. So if the European situation gets cleared up a little bit in the next 3 to 6 months, then I think you'll have the ability to make some projections as a business person. Then you invest your capital. When you invest your capital, you hire people.
That's good to hear. So there might be some resolution here to finish the year. And that's how I want to finish our segment with a minute left, Pat. Real quick, I want to ask you, are we in a recession right now already and we don't know it? Are we heading into one? And what's your outlook for the remainder of the year?
No, I don't think we're in a recession right now, but I think we are basically in neutral, and I think we're going to stay there for a while. You know, the growth numbers for Q1 and Q2 were anemic. I think Q3 is also going to be under 1%, and Q4 probably about 1%. A couple things have happened that haven't reflected themselves in the numbers yet. Oil did drop. I mean, I think West Texas Intermediate is $84 or $85 a barrel this morning. And I think the oil price drop will put disposable income back in the pockets of the consumer. I do believe that the consumer with the back to school purchases will create some stimulus or some will stimulate the economy to a degree. So I don't think we're in a recession. We are probably at a greater risk of recession than we have been for quite a while. And that is more psychological than anything else. You know, people hear enough bad news. They hear guys like you and I talk about uncertainty, and they get cautious. And you, who can blame people for being cautious right now? So we're in neutral. We're not in a recession, but we're not on real strong footing right now either.
Great stuff, as always. Insight from Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, based right here in Lake Oswego, Oregon. Pat, thanks very much. Time for us to take a break. When we continue, more on our events coming up in September and why you need to be there. That's up next on Business Briefing.